This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the IM Summit. Become the best triathlete you can be by learning from the best. The IM Summit includes sessions from Lucy Gossage, Tyler Butterfield, and functional sports nutritionist Ian Craig, amongst others. Discover more at theimsummit.com and use the discount code KONA at checkout to get 30% off. That's theimsummit.com.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Thank you so much for joining us once again today. And we're going to chat some running, and we head to upstate New York to catch up with Julia Slyer. Julia, welcome back. Nice to chat again.
Yeah, thank you.
Julia, when you first started out in triathlon, your run was your strongest discipline. Your bike has caught up to it a bit now. It really helps. It makes life a lot easier if the run is your strongest discipline, because it fills you with a lot of confidence getting off the bike, knowing that you're pretty good at the last thing. When you're feeling fatigued, you know this is your wheelhouse.
Yeah, it really helps. That's actually how I qualified for Kona at Ironman Lake Placid 2015. I came off the bike with a pretty substantial gap to close, not even knowing it, and I just ran my way into first, so it was pretty awesome.
You also mentioned in a previous chat that now that you've been working on your bike, it's given you confidence to go a bit hard on the bike, but there is a bit of a risk there, because one of the things that sets you up for a good run is a good bike, and if you push too hard on the bike, you might have a fantastic bike and do a PR, but the wheels are going to come off at some stage during the run. It's pretty important to sort of temper yourself and almost hold yourself back a bit on the bike to ensure that you put together a good run performance.
Yeah, you know, it really is a balancing act, pushing hard enough on the bike so that you're set up well and you feel good coming off of it, but making sure you don't push too hard and don't have any energy left for the run.
What do you love about running?
Well, when I train at home with my dad, I really enjoy running with him, just because we get to talk, we get to just hang out with each other. But when I run alone, I kind of just like the alone time. I like being able to just be in my own head, think about things, and just enjoy being by myself for a little bit.
It's almost a form of meditation, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. My dad actually uses mantras all the time and is always trying to get me to use them. I usually just kind of think about whatever's on my mind instead of using a mantra, but it really is like meditation.
I mean, mantras in rough patches in races really do help. What do you sort of do, like, when you are going? Some of us love hanging out in those dark spots, but what do you do when you're going through a really rough patch in a run? What do you do to get out of it?
Well, I take some glucose tablets first, and then I definitely just try to, you know, get in my own head again, instead of in whatever dark place I'm in. I try to remind myself why I love running and triathlon and Ironman so much, and usually that helps.
As far as run workouts go, what do you love doing? What's your favorite run workout?
I really love doing like middle distance runs, you know, like 10 to 14 miles, at, you know, a good low tempo pace. It's nice because you don't kill yourself, but you are definitely getting stuff done and you can still breathe.
As far as sort of big gains that you've made on the run, can you pinpoint anything that you think you've done that's really improved your run performance?
I think what's really just improved my run performance is just consistency and building on my own endurance. I'm pretty young, so when I first started 2 years ago, I had almost no run endurance. And since I've been training consistently for a good two and a half years now, my endurance has really just kind of built on top of itself. So, you know, a 15-mile run doesn't seem so hard now, but 2 years ago it was really difficult.
What shoes are you running in? What are you running in tomorrow?
At the moment, I am running in Mizuno's. I got them just kind of on a whim this spring, and I love them.
How many pairs of running shoes do you think you've gone through in your life?
Oh, geez. Well, I've been running competitively since I was 9. So I don't know, at least 50.
I'm sure your dad doesn't want to think about that question.
Yeah, well, my dad actually has more shoes than I do, so he can't make fun of me too much.
I love it. All right, brilliant, Julia. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of The Cone Edge. We look forward to getting you back on, and I think we're going to delve deep into nutrition because it's something you've struggled with recently, and we'll find out what you're doing to fix it and what you've learned from it. So we'll save that for next time out. Thank you.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Cone Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theconaedge.com/running seminar.
Before you go, don't forget to head over to theconaedge.com/win to stand in line to have me pay for your next Ironman. If you'd like to access the commercial-free podcast feed of The Kona Edge, simply visit theconaedge.com/support.